Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry here again, and this week we're taking a look at joy. And I want to share a passage from Hebrews chapter 12, give you a little bit of a context on how it fits. In Hebrews chapter 11, you've got the famous passage called kind of the Hall of Fame of Faith, and story after story of people who trusted God and incredible things happened. And then at the very end, he gives some other examples of people who trusted God and things didn't go so well in the short end. But all of them were commended for their faith, and all of them at the end of the day end up sharing the same thing. And then in what we call chapter 12, the author of Hebrews moves on and he tells us, therefore, we've got this whole cloud of witnesses, people who can stand up and say, God is faithful, whether victory comes right now or later. And so let's listen to that cloud of witnesses and then catch this. He says, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Now, you only need perseverance when things are tough, right? There's no need for perseverance when it says, hey, hang in there. The ice cream is really good and more's coming. No, perseverance is when we're looking at a situation going, man, is this worth it? And then he says, we need to fix our eyes, look at Jesus, and remember and learn from his lesson. Because after all, he's the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, he says. And what did Jesus do? Well, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning the shame. He didn't like that. And therefore, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, joy isn't a matter of liking something. It's not the mental gymnastics to find a way to feel good when actually I feel bad or to convince myself I'm feeling good. The joy is a deeper thing. There's these emotions we have on the surface, and there's these emotions we have deep down inside. The joy of a mother that's about to go through the pain of natural childbirth, knowing that everything is saying a healthy child is going to come on the back end. It's the joy of an athlete who pushes himself through Hell Week just in hopes that he can make the cut and make the team, for the joy that's going to come on the Friday night lights or the midweek games that are in a gym. You see, our joy is centered on our hope and our understanding and our confidence of what is set before us. And that means I can have a surface, really disappointment, discouragement. I can even scorn some of the things I'm going through because there's a deeper level of that joy, the confidence that I have in my Lord. And without that, we can't persevere. The only reason we persevere, unless you're a masochist or something, you got some emotional issues going on, the only reason we ever persevere is because we can see the joy set before us. And that's the calling of our spiritual life. That's the calling of all of us at various times in our walk. And my bet is for some of you that are watching and listening today, that's the calling that God has on your life. You're scorning the very situation you're in, and it's understandable. And God's not upset. He's not mad at you that you're not enjoying this, that you're pleading with him to take it away, just as Jesus did before he went to the cross. But in your obedience, you're persevering. Why? Because of the joy set before you. That's what faith is all about at the end of the day. Trusting God enough to do what he says, because we know the joy is coming.